Hilarious, right? That was right off the tip of the old dome.
Don't you spaghetti. I hate how well it fits my life, Tom Spaghetti.
It fits your life well. If you think that's crazy, wait till you hear this week's theme song.
I know Dane sent it to me.
Oh, he sent it to insane. You too?
I really do think he's a fan.
Yeah, I really do think it's the R. Kelly trapped in the closet of podcast theme song intros. Yeah.
When you guys hear it before this episode, you'll know what we're talking about. It should be right now, right?
Yeah.
That's like 10 seconds before we talked.
Yeah.
It played. Literally, it's pretty wild, huh, guys?
Yeah.
It can only be made by someone who loves us. Me.
He's dark, dude. He's twisted.
That's what happens. You do shrooms with Dane. He gets all inspired and he's like, Tom Spaghetti. And he just sits around and does that, apparently.
Well, yeah, you guys have been doing a lot of drugs together lately.
Just that one time.
You've been doing like a lot of coke and mescaline.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Yeah, what was going on where I was like, all right, we got to record a podcast. So I came over to your apartment and like Dane was there. He wasn't wearing a shirt. And there was like some French girl strung out on the couch.
Some child throwing firecrackers around the room.
An angry cat. Yeah. Angry.
All the drug dealer movies, a dead baby in the other room.
Yeah.
All in one, dude.
Giant table of cocaine.
What's your favorite drug dealer movie?
Yeah. My favorite drug dealer movie?
Yeah. Do you have one?
Requiem for a Dream.
Jesus Christ.
That is so funny. If you go into that movie rooting for the dealer, it's like the ultimate win. It's like, damn, I got this old lady addicted to drugs. I got a black guy incarcerated. Pretty boy lost his arm. Yeah. And Jennifer Connelly's on the receiving end of a double-sided dildo. He's the greatest hero in fucking cinematic history.
I always forget his name. Who is the drug dealer in that? What's his name?
The drug dealer is actually the pressures of society, Alexander.
Oh, I thought it...
The pressures of society.
I'm thinking about the black guy in it. See, I just associated...
Oh, Keith David?
Yeah, Keith David rules, dude.
Who's like, all right, princess, double-sided dildo.
You want to make some money.
Yeah.
His voice is perfect.
Stone by day, warriors by night. 1,000 years ago, superstition and the sword ruled.
Yeah.
It was an age of darkness. It was a world of fear. It was the age of gargoyles.
Oh, I thought you were going to do something with the heroin, but I liked it.
No, dude, gargoyles fucking rocks.
Gargoyles is great. You can't even disrespect it.
That's such a fucking banger of a show. It's gotten like a little bit of momentum on Disney Plus, but they're never going to.
No.
That's going to be one of those like lost media things where it's always going to have a solid fan base. But at this point, it's like, you know what? Kind of just let it die because they're never going to be able to return to that.
Yeah.
You know, they're never going to be able to. Even if they bring it back, it won't be able to recapture that perfect blend of like fantasy, sci-fi, Shakespeare,
New York City for
with like New York City grit on top of it. It's crazy. It's like, okay, these are like gargoyles where basically Shakespeare and a lot of mythology actually happened, living in a future where science fiction is common with aliens and cloning technology.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, basically everyone is the voice of a Star Trek character.
Yeah, I loved it, dude.
That one's wild.
I always liked Lexington, and then I rewatched it, and I was like, Lexington's kind of a fucking loser, dude.
Lexington is an actual faggot. he's an actual
and Beast Boy, I really liked them when I was younger.
Yikes.
And then if I ever I've seen, like, rewatch shit, or, you know,
episodes. See, dude,
terrible. They're terrible characters.
My favorite gargoyle is also the borough I'm living in, Brooklyn.
Yeah.
He fucking rocks. He looks like a pterodactyl. He was also like an incel in the gargoyles because he wanted to fuck Maggie.
And Demona.
He wanted to fuck Demona at one point, and then he also wanted to fuck Angela, Demona, and Goliath's son.
And he never
daughter.
Did. Not one of them.
Yeah, he was like an incel. And then, like, you know, the creator, David Weissman, was like, oh, no, there's like a continuity where he eventually gets laid. But it's like, no, dude, Brooklyn's like an active shooter. Because he was like, I'm such a nice guy, and I'm like the future leader, so I deserve pussy.
Yeah, and they were all like, you're too reckless. And he'd be like, rah!
They really needed to have like an incel because, like, dude, they were fucking, like, they were all apparently teenage boys, Brooklyn, Broadway, and Lexington.
Yeah. And Hudson was the old one who was like, I'll teach you the ways of the gargoyle.
They need an evil one named Harlem. Shit, man, I'm going to kill a motherfucking human.
Shit, man.
Okay, so
it
like,
ain't
okay,
windy, but
the
I'm
evil,
gonna fly.
The evil ones, the evil fucking gargoyle. Okay, so Harlem, what else is like an evil?
Like Upper West Side, no?
Lower East Side, Les.
Yeah, Les. It's Demona's Les. Damone, why are you always going after Goliath? You should try hanging out with me. It's a stud. Yeah, it's a stud. Gargoyle.
What else is there?
Shit,
I'm Alphabet City.
Yeah, yeah. Staten Island,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, Staten. Staten
just
one. They call him Staten.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. All right. You know what? I said, like, gargoyles, it's dead media. It's over. But I think we could make a revival, you and me.
Yeah.
Celly Joes, reboot gargoyles.
We'll do it, bro.
There's like a fucking non-binary gargoyle.
Yeah.
Like, oh, dude, no. During the day, like when they're stone, when they're stone, like somebody chops off his dick. So at night, they're like,
he's like, and he just falls over.
It's a season long thing where they have to come to terms with being non-binary. It's like I didn't even decide to be non-binary. The humans thrust it upon me. Yo, they gotta do it. It's like, look, man, like
just
we don't want to
asshole kids snap his dick out.
We don't want to victim blame, but we do say you shouldn't be naked during the day. Like,
you gotta have that little loincloth. It turns to stone over your penis.
They should make like a gargoyles thing where it's like basically every stone statue comes to life at night. And like that's why like most people have like a little fig over their dicks and shit.
That makes
like,
sense.
They'd be like, no, we knew like immediately they would snap it off. And that's when you realize like Michelangelo's David, like he had like a bigger dick. But like society like
they couldn't get in there to snap it off.
The humans were angry that such perfection could exist, so they castrated him.
You would, dude. If you were walking down the street enough as a kid, a ruffian, and you saw a big old hog, you would try to kick it every chance you get.
I'd be like, ooh, let me suck that dick, and then I'd suck that dick, but I'd suck it so well, he'd never be able to replicate it, and he'd have to live his whole life fucking always longing for more but never having it.
Okay.
Isn't that in many ways worse than getting your dick cut off? If I gave it the sucking of a lifetime.
I'm still sorry, the gargoyle getting its dick chopped off.
Yeah, dude. I'm excited. We should do a rewatch of those shows.
What would they call it? Like trans non-binaris. Like,
oh yeah. Fucking Castro. They just call it Castro.
Castro.
Holy shit, dude. Yeah. I think we gotta write this show.
Oh man, bro.
We just get high, we go to fucking Disney Plus. We're like, hey, we got an idea.
They escort us out with the papers flying everywhere. We're like, it's genius.
I'm surprised. Like, well, you know, because X-Men reboot is doing so well.
Yeah.
They're probably going to bring back a bunch of other
reboots.
Isn't
Gambit, like, gay in that or something? He's got, like, a mesh tank top or something.
I mean, everyone's just kind of, like, a little bit of a faggot.
Yeah.
They're like, remember in the 90s where everyone was a faggot but didn't know it? That's all they say is, like, oh, everyone was, like, a massive fucking gay wad in the 90s, but we had no idea.
Right.
Like, because, like, guys were wearing, like, crop tops and
shit. They
really
were. All the time.
It was, like, because, like, in the 80s, it was, like, the feminine kind of, like, you know, everyone dressed it up in, like, glam rock with, like, you know, long hair and shit.
All the kid and, like, gangs and shows, yeah. Like, the good kids
and then
had,
like
vests.
Yeah, and then, like, the 90s, there was, like, a little bit of a takeover where it kind of got a little jockified, where there was still, like, femininity with, like, long hair, but, like, everyone was wearing, like, crop tops, but, like, also, like, jacked.
Yeah.
I feel like that's when, like, late 80s, early 90s, it was all about, like, that bodybuilding, being a fucking jacked guy.
I wish, dude. I wish I could get jacked.
Why, dude? That feels lame.
Yeah, that's to me.
Women don't
want
a fucking jacked guy, dude.
You don't think so?
Look at all the jacked guys we know. They're the biggest fucking morons in the
world. They are pretty dumb, dude. Anthony Greco, Matt Maron.
Yeah.
dumb. Both dumb. Love you guys. Dumb as rocks, for real, though. So I just said I'm kidding.
Oh, what a retard, man.
They're great, dude.
God bless them, dude. God bless their retarded muscular asses, dude.
I mean, that's one way to completely compensate for a lack of brain.
Well, that's like what you have. Like, but then, like, it's also like, look at like a piece of shit like me where I'm like, well, at least I'm a genius. And then, like, I get like a bad grade or something, or I fuck up. I'm like, uh-oh, I got nothing.
Dude, my lady friend the other day, she was telling me I had a bald spot in the back of my head.
Oh, no.
I don't. But it freaked me out, and I was like, you can't do that. This is like one of the only things
the
I have.
The only thing
hair.
I have going for me is my beautiful
hair.
That's
us, dude. We have good hair.
Yeah, we're the good hair boys.
That's the podcast. Some people watch for the hair.
We call it Good Hair Day. We should actually rename it. That's too close to the Michael Good podcast.
Yeah, and he's already too much of an ally.
And we're so deep in the podcast now. It's too late for a pivot. Although I could just like rename it, no one would know.
No one cares. No one would care. Would be Luis Che Gomez. He'd be like, another named it.
Yeah, and it's like, dude, come on. You just rebranded to Luis and Zach. Yeah. You went from like a fucking like unique, hilarious name to like a generic radio. You know,
and they keep reverting. If you, I've been watching it here and there, they keep,
still say it. It's like
keep
it's,
going back. They started with like a new soundboard, now it's the old soundboard again.
Of course, dude. They'll be back.
They're coming back, dude.
My best friend Luis Che Gomez will see the error of his way. We also got to start like launching this like at 1:30 because Luis and Zach is on at noon.
Oh, you think they're taking a shine away from us?
I absolutely don't.
I was about to say, dude.
I think. Well, and that's also like I don't really care about like the live views. I care about overall views.
No, yeah, like I always check a week later.
Yeah,
I never check the day of. I'll be
depressed.
Yeah,
let it marinate. Let those 50 views really sink in, so you know. Although,
shout out to the Swedes.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Although apparently, I don't know if you know, the RSS feed got struck by lightning, and it posted everything.
Oh yeah,
because apparently I've been posting them weekly, as you know, very diligently posting them. But for some reason, they haven't been going on the internet. But something happened. Everything got rejiggered, and lo and behold, everything got posted, dude.
I saw.
How about that?
And the Swedes are, shout out to the whoever in Sweden listened to us. And if you could send any of your tall white women our way, that'd be
Sally,
great.
Sally, aren't you seeing somebody?
I mean, you know,
it's not. Cool. It's not. I mean, like, who cares?
It's not on paper. You know what I mean?
As long as you don't get caught, that's you know, that's like the most important thing.
If she did, I'd be like, it's a bit. Obviously,
if it wasn't a bit, she should understand.
Yeah, it's if I could get people to send me women, that means I'm on to something, and she should respect that.
That's like when Chevy Chase asked everyone when he was on SNL to send him weed, and they did. And he was like, oh, this rocks.
That does rule. If we hit the road, people should do that. Just bring
give us
weed
drugs
to us. Yeah, that'd
and
be great.
And a little underage poonanny for you.
All right, well, no.
You can't say, you were about to say, I can't say no to that. You had like that vibe of like, you're about to say, I can't say no to that.
No.
Yeah,
no.
You can't say no to that.
This is the thing I can't yes and.
Oh, please, dude. Oh, well, like by even saying it's yes and is to imply it's some kind of bit. It's some kind of fictional made up-em. But it's not.
No. No underage sniz for your boy, dude.
Not anymore, dude. You're settling down.
Yeah. Days are behind me. Settling I never down. Had sex with any underage women.
You've
it's
never
very,
had sex with an underage
Well, even when I was underage, you know what I mean?
Especially, that's the only time you really can.
Yeah, and I fucked up, dude.
We really should tell kids, like, now is the time to do it. Why do we tell people, like, to, like, what a fucking
Wait
stupid what a stupid Puritan version. Like I go to high schools, I'm like, look, now's the time. Like I never fucked a high school girl and now I'm never going to get to. There are times where I think about putting a gun in my mouth, and I know the idea of thinking about a young teenage girl's velvety little pussy lips
Jesus Christ.
Would help save it. But I don't have that anymore. You know, it's over. What do I get to remember? Oh, I fucked a 20-something?
Yeah.
Everyone's fucked a 20-somethings are sluts.
Yes, dude. Oh,
it's a conquest to have sex with a high school student. A conquest I'll never be able to achieve. It's like when you're like playing an Xbox game and they remove like the online multiplayer capabilities and you're like, I'm never going to get to platinum
this
game.
Is this? Yeah.
I can't do it. Like, and this is all locked.
You're zero people are online.
Right.
And it's, it's you.
I feel that way with like certain like season Fortnite skins that I never got, where it's like, oh,
I
great.
Know you do.
I'll never
talk about them.
Yeah.
You talk about them like they're the high school girls you never got to fuck.
I know, but it's like, I actually care about the Fortnite skin, so it matters.
You're like, oh, that Spider-Man, Iron Spider version.
I know.
I'll never
right?
get.
Nah, like, I could always go back and buy it, but I don't think I will.
You do have John Wick, but I was going to say.
John Wick's the only one where, like, every once in a while, like, your skin is out there. I'm like, oh, I'm going to buy. Why do I pretend like I'm going to, like, I'm done? Why do I pretend like I've beaten my addictions, Alexander? Why do I think, like, this is the last eighth of marijuana I'm going to buy?
Every day I go, don't smoke weed when you wake up.
I just ran out of weed today, and I'm like, it's over. And, like, it's like I'm finally free. And, like, in my mind, I know, like, I'm going to go buy weed probably after this podcast.
I hope so.
I'm going to march my ass down and fucking buy some marijuana. I'll never be free, dude. This is something I'm going to do for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
The Green Dragon, dude. That's what they call it. The Great Green Dragon. It was all about weed, dude. People have been addicted to weed for so long that they're so addicted that people say they can't even be addicted to weed. That's the greatest lie people ever said.
I know.
You can't be addicted. You're lied to. It's like, well, we've never lived in an age where it's so wildly accessible and legal. So, yeah, you can get addicted to weed. Gonna have to face it. I'm addicted to weed.
Yeah.
The sticky blunts, the risen bowl.
The worst thing about weed too is the people
lay it on me.
Not even the worst thing. It's when people talk about weed addiction is the people who are addicted to other things being like
opiates.
Yeah, being like pussies. It's like no, we're it's just not trying to. I don't have as much pain as you.
At least it doesn't like interfere. And like I know if it really came down to it, where it's like, hey, if you smoke weed in the next like 30 days, we're gonna kill a family member. I know I could do it. I'm not going to be like fucking shaking uncontrollably, you know?
The other thing too, sorry, keep going. The fucking, the people who complain about like, it's so funny. The people who do hard drugs and alcohol, but weed fucks them up. Yeah. That's what annoys me.
Yeah. Or it's not like, even sure about it weed. The hard drugs and alcohol.
Yeah. It's insane to me that that's where they draw the line. They're like, yo, all those other things, I get it. But weed, it just, I get in my own head. I get anxiety. I'm like, you've done meth where you've stayed up for days and you've like scratched your face open, but you're worried about anxiety.
Yeah.
Like, that's confusing.
Weed will just like get me distracted, maybe make me watch like a movie longer than I should, you know, forget about shit, but like never.
I'll take a nap.
Buy some food that I probably shouldn't buy.
Help. It's my biggest vice, dude.
I've gotten a new chicken Big Mac.
From where?
McDonald's,
no.
It's the newest thing.
Steven DeMarco was telling me about the new Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Friend of the podcast, Steven DeMarco. By the way, welcome to Super Sully Joe.
Oh, yeah, everyone. Guys. Yep. It's flawless, just like last time. Weeks.
Who cares? Dude, like, if you've been watching this long, you know who it is.
Shit.
Damn, I actually kind of hate that. We should stop that. Well, it's funny to, like, wait for so long to introduce it, but who does this anymore? Where it's like, you know, Joe Rogan doesn't even, like, introduce
it. Joe Rogan has never introduced it. And look at how great he's doing.
He's the greatest fucking podcaster of all. He influenced an election.
Yeah, that's insane. That's what they think.
Do you think we can get Tim Walz on the podcast
now? That would be so funny.
He's not doing anything.
He's like a dork, too.
He like it's like, what's he doing now?
Yeah.
Like nobody. How come we haven't seen anything from like Kamala Harris hasn't made a statement or anything?
Yeah, you too. They lost.
Yeah, but like usually, you know.
Go to the back of the bus, darling.
Whoa.
Got her.
Nice.
Although
I wouldn't mind seeing Kamala Harris's succulent little stepdaughter.
She has one? White.
Yeah. Ooh. Look up Kamala Harris's stepdaughter. Go ahead, Sully.
I'll do it.
For those of you watching, of course, this is the woman I'm talking about.
Kamala
Harris stepdaughter.
Stepdaughter.
Yeah.
Oh, she's Jewish?
I don't know. Just basically like any kind. Looks like an NYU student.
Oh, yeah. She's got the, who's that stupid bitch everyone likes who does bad comedy movies?
You got
like
this.
A Twitter chick. She did, the movie where the chicks do a fight club. Fuck.
The movie where the
Rachel
chicks do a fight.
Fuck.
Rachel Feinstein.
No, but I mean, she is Jewish. No, it's the girl who did Shiba Baby or whatever it was.
I don't know who Shiba Baby
is. Oh, my God, dude. This is fucking... Oh, fuck my ass. I don't remember. She was in Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. That's
Bodies,
her name.
Bodies, Bodies. All
bodies,
right.
Bodies, Bodies. Hold on. We're going to find out this broad.
I can't wait to find out myself, dude. I'm nervous.
I know. You're hanging on the edge of your seat. Oh, my God. Rachel Sinai.
Rachel who?
Rachel Sinai. This broad? You know Rachel Sinat? Yeah. I would.
Would you? Would but you use a condom?
No, I never do.
Isn't that fun to not use a condom?
It's hilarious.
It's awesome, dude.
It's crazy, too, because I was just talking about this yesterday with, I forgot who, but it was like fucking, I was raised where it was like you have to wear a condom because of STDs or getting pregnant. Honestly, pregnancy, like fifth thing. Yeah. It's more like there's like five STDs before.
Even then, it's like
pregnancy because you can actually you can still do something about the pregnancy. There's little you can do about an STD.
Punch her really tough in the stomach.
True, true.
What's how would you fucking abort? Say like you're living in a state where you can't get an abortion anymore. Your fucking girlfriend is like, hey, I know they say you can't get pregnant off your first period, but you got me pregnant. Alex.
We go to the
trampoline
park.
And then you're fucking mad. You're mad because like you were like, I've been having sex with these 14-year-olds specifically. So they won't get pregnant. And this little overachiever has to go and get knocked up. So how would you do it, Sully?
Trampoline park.
Trampoline park.
Yeah.
And then like when she's like bouncing high, do you go do like a spinning roundhouse
kick? No, I do this. I super jump her. So when she comes down, I spring her up. And then she goes off balance. Or, yeah, same thing. We jump up in the air and I go, I love you. And I like move her.
Nice, dude.
And that's how you do it. Because everyone gets injured at a trampoline park. Numerous friends of mine.
Really?
Mostly because they're fat. But yeah.
Yeah, nice, dude.
They go with their kids and they're like, they think they're not fat anymore.
Yeah, yeah. They think that, oh, I'm a child again.
Yeah, and then you get fucked
up. Being at this trampoline park has rejuvenated me.
Dude, because they don't. Dude, that's the funniest thing when a fat person goes to a trampoline park and then they forget how fat they are.
Yeah.
And then they go up. Anytime
somebody forgets how fat they are is pretty funny. Anytime like they're like, oh, let's dance like no one's watching. Mamma mia, hey, guess what, dude? You shouldn't be dancing like that.
Yeah.
Damn.
A little truffle shuffle.
What can you do, dude? What can you do? Life's beautiful.
Yeah, man. I wish I could get fat and not hate myself.
Why not?
Because I'd hate myself.
Why don't you just throw up after you eat? How hard would that be?
I could get a stronger bone, a jaw structure. My
stronger
jaw would
bone
be,
structure, yeah.
Yeah, that's how. I'd be more heroin looky.
Really?
I'm already, like, thin, but I'm not gaunt enough. You know what I mean?
See, at this point, like, I couldn't get, like, all, like, nice and thin. I'd have to go, like, the get fucking strong and muscular route, like The Rock. And it's like, I don't want to fucking do that.
Yeah, dude. You'd have to be barrel-chested.
I'm just going to be, like, all Buddha-like. Like, Buddha's got it figured out, man. You look at those guy's statues, he's always just fucking chilling.
He's stretched, too. You are Buddha.
I'm literally, like stretched like Buddha.
It's very odd.
Like, fucking hanging out. Like, look at this, dude. All I need now is some incense burning.
When you start stretching in public, it genuinely irks me.
Yeah.
Because you shouldn't do it, but you do.
Yeah, dude. Like, in raw defiance of fucking society.
It's like in...
They're like, you're a 40-year-old man. You're supposed to be having, like, back problems and stuff.
It's like when John Belushi does, like, a backflip in a movie. You're like, that...
It's not right. This is not right. Yeah.
The aesthetically is off, but it's real and it's you.
It's happening.
Yeah, it makes me stand back. I go, I can't be near this.
I can't be seen in this. I can't be in proximity.
It's too much, your aura.
It's overwhelming.
It's too much.
The vibes. You can't match the vibes.
The vibes, dude. Dude, the amount of times I walk through the city and hear someone go, it's just a vibe, you know? And
well, you forget this is a young city, dude.
Oh, is the most delusional city in the world.
It's the most delusional city, but where else can we go?
It rules.
Should we move to Austin?
Ooh, definitely,
dude.
We should get on Kill Tony.
Should we?
We go full right wing called Kill Tony.
We'd have to like be like way more conservative to flourish in Texas.
I know.
Because like they don't think the trans rights are right.
LeMayor's doing all right.
Is he? But
yeah.
What if you take away Shane Gillis from the equation?
Ooh, they'll kill him.
Yeah, they're like, what are you doing here, boy?
What's going on, boy?
We forget how, like, wildly red Texas is.
Yeah. Yeah. They'll,
not that we're even, like, libtards, but, like, I'd rather be surrounded by idiotic libtards because, like, they're not aggressive. They're, like, shitty.
Yeah.
But not aggressive.
Yeah, I could easily beat up most of the people around.
Yeah, I'd rather be a bully in a fucking progressive city. I'd rather be a bigot in a progressive city. Than progressive in a bigoted city,
yeah, this
you
is
know.
True.
I don't want to be the great blue hope of Texas.
Not at all. And yeah. I don't want to match. That's a stand your ground straight too. They can also just the gun shit's for real.
They'd probably shoot you, dude.
Maybe
your ties to the mafia.
That or
you
just
get, you
yeah,
get,
like philandering.
You ask for like fucking spaghetti, they give you noodles with ketchup. And you
what's
you,
this over?
Oh!
I make a scene, yeah. Dude, what I would happen over there, I would definitely get, like, chased out of a camper with a shotgun for sleeping with someone's wife.
Someone's, yeah. And then, like, the same guy is like, and stay out of my barn! And I'm running out, and, like, the pig is squealing, dude. See, I made myself a pig rapist in that bit, dude.
I was about to say, that's good.
Isn't that, that's kind of like a true
I've
comedian,
had sex
dude.
With the of-age wife in the house.
You see, like, every once in a while, like, yeah, I'll imply that you fuck children, but every once in a while, I'll say, like, yeah, I rape an animal.
I've raped
see, you have
an
sex
animal.
With children. I rape animals. Like, there's no consent with what I'm doing. It's in a way, it's worse because I'm not even respecting the animal, you know?
Yeah. This, like, have you...
have I actually raped an
no,
animal? No.
But, like, have you ever, like... There's got to be one animal pussy... That feels the or closest.
It's got
to
be
female,
a fucking
right?
ant. It's got
to
be like a fucking monkey or
right?
gorilla.
A monkey. I've thought
a
about
gorilla.
This.
What else? Dolphin.
Possum.
Probably.
Maybe.
Damn, I bet dolphin pussy feels fucking great.
Do you think so? Oh yeah, because oh, they're dude. Like yeah, they're really close to us in general. They rape a lot. The
yeah.
dolphins. The
so
dolphins
like they fucking they want it just as bad as we want to give it to them.
That's gross though. But still, not that this dude. Is like a like I'd sit and like succulent.
You clearly are thinking about it, though.
No, but you
now in Skyrim, as you know, there.
If you listen to Tyler the Creator, yeah. You think about shit like this.
In Skyrim, as you know, there's orcs.
Yeah.
There's also Argonians, which are lizard people, and there's also the Khajiit, which are cat-like people.
Yeah.
Of the non-human races, which would you most want to have sex with?
I think the cat one.
The Khajiit? Yeah.
Yeah. Probably. Reptiles going to be really slimy and gross.
Yeah.
And a cat one, it'll probably, you know, be gooey. It'll be just like regular
pussy.
Yeah,
but I don't want their claws to like dig into me. Orc would be fun too because like orc is
I like when girls dig their nails
big
into
aggressive
me,
bitch, you know?
Yeah. Oh, it's an orc?
Yeah. I said
no
orc, Khajiit,
no
or
orc.
Argonian.
I was saying cat, dude.
I'm going to go with orc.
I feel like it's already like it's just an upgrade from a furry, which I'm not saying I would do, but if that was like, there was a hot girl who's like, look, you're going to, I want you to fuck me in this furry costume. Yeah. I'd be like, fine. I'm not excited.
I'm really surprised you haven't played Skyrim.
I'm going to get into it.
You're not going to get into it.
I will
dude.
One
it's
day.
It's too cool for you. It'll be overwhelming. Like you wouldn't like the radio. You wouldn't like being alone with your thoughts.
Dude, I went back to Fallout 3 and there is no radio where I am. And I defeated the Nuka-Cola challenge. I'm crushing it.
What's getting all the bottle caps?
All the bottle caps for that bitch and her suitor. And I gave it to the suitor for more money.
Ooh, and then what?
He tries to fuck her and she just doesn't.
Ooh, what
a
bitch.
Owned, yeah. Owned in her face, dude.
I'd have words with a woman if that were the case.
In New Vegas, I had sex with the hooker on the strip.
Nice.
Because you can. I'm mad they didn't show it, though.
I know. Isn't that funny, dude?
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? Everyone wants, like, that hot coffee scene.
Yeah.
Damn. I really, truly hope in Grand Theft Auto 6 you see full-on penetration.
Yeah, you gotta do sun.
There needs to be, like, an adults-only rated version of it. It's like, why can we show, like, the most brutal murders? You can show the decapitation. Let me see a penetration.
It is crazy how puritanical things still are.
And like
regard.
Cyberpunk 2077, like you can like decide what kind of genitalia you have.
It's big,
but
little.
You can't even decide. Like you can't even see like your fucking rock hard trans dick.
I know.
Go into a bussy.
Yeah.
Like, come on, dude. I thought this was like a fucking futuristic utopia.
I agree.
Do you think they'll ever like have a video game where you could like sexually assault somebody?
No, that shouldn't. I don't think that should
like
be.
A GTA, like if you were actually evil, you know?
That like, I had this debate with a woman once, and wasn't
nice,
I mean, not
dude.
The best debate to have with a woman.
Should I rape you? Yes or
no? No.
Make your argument.
She said,
"Make your argument before the elevator doors open."
Yeah, it's mouthy. No, that's a stairwell, but still,
that was a stairwell. You were fucking rock hard during that scene. Oh, the idea that you could just take it.
Oh,
and she ain't gonna tell no one, and in their mind, by not telling her, somehow makes us stronger. Oh, perfect. Yeah, you're a strong bitch. You ain't going to tell no one. Look at what a strong bitch you is, not telling no one, getting old Sally in trouble. You're an animal, dude. You really are.
Employee of the month over here. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah, he was employee of the month. Imagine that. Like, you're just like, God, that rape was awful. At least I can go to my favorite Subway and blow off some steam. And you're like, ah, oh, sandwich artist of the year. Ah! They find
thought Jared was the worst guy working here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, you imagine that? Like, yeah, they definitely. I'm sorry. After after the initial investigation has been concluded, we've decided to remove his employee of the year status. And he is no longer considered a sandwich artist at this district of Subway.
Okay, so I was talking to this dumb bitch one day.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like, I would much rather get murdered than raped. And I was like,
he's like, well, you're like, this isn't your night.
I was like, are you sure about that? And she was like, 100%. I was like, but you would like survive the rape. And she goes, yeah, I'd rather die. I go, you would rather like never live again than survive something and like be able to like eat a cheeseburger at another
time. You
should
have been like, all right, would you rather I rape you for 30 minutes?
This
or
wasn't like I'm holding her there.
No,
going,
no, you should have been like
knifed or raped.
Do you want me to rape you for 30 minutes or do you want me to kill you for an hour and a half?
Yeah.
That's what you got to ask. Put it in a perspective like that.
Well, my perspective I thought was logical was like, you will die or you'll be go through a terrible experience, but you will live. Like, I don't understand why you're choosing death. She's like, I'd just rather die. I go,
don't you understand? Like,
but like, wouldn't you rather live and like maybe go take revenge on the? There's so many options outside. There's like no, you know what I mean?
You can't avenge someone from killing you.
What keeps you going, Sully, after that brutal rape? Vengeance.
Yeah, what? You get what I'm saying, though? Like, there's no... Once you're dead, there's no recourse. You're dead.
I'd rather be killed.
Really?
Yeah, I don't want to live as a faggot. Get raped by a man? That's gay as hell, dude. What if now, if a woman...
Yeah, then you... Yeah, you'd be fine.
Yeah, I'd be fucking fine.
Oh, God, no!
Stop!
It's coming out!
Knock it off. Hey, come on. Come on, Missy. I don't even know you. Yeah,
but
I'm like, so what are you doing after this? Do you want to get something to eat? I'm like hitting on her, and she's like, all right, you got to get out.
You got to get out. Oh, it was raped. Dude, no, it's like, yeah, one of them is just, I think arguably that you can't, worse, because you can't come back from it at all. Like, there's
what is
no
that?
Death. If you're murdered, what do you, what?
You could be reborn.
Sure. You don't know. But my point was this. I was like,
you really don't believe in reincarnation.
No, but you really, dude, you can't get, like, you cannot get over getting murdered. Like, it's not like getting raped where you get raped and then you can sit with the thought
of
getting
raped. But a
lot
of people don't get over getting raped, though, Sully.
They do, though. There's proof of them doing it. That's my point.
But there's also people that are like, I'm sorry, there's no way he's going to come back from this. We're going to turn off life support. And then turn off five support, and they're like,
"That's not true."
Yeah, it is.
This is not true. My
all
point
are possible through Christ.
There's a way. Like, and my other simile, which I already mentioned, or metaphor I mentioned, it's like there's no. I don't even think it's a metaphor. It's just a comparison. It's like after you get raped, you could go to McDonald's and have a Happy Meal. You can't do that after you get murdered.
You can as a ghost.
It's if you believe, and not even if you believe, if you could prove that it was true. Probably can't even eat the burger. It's probably not that good.
Yeah, you got raped, but you can eat a McDonald's afterwards.
You can, though. You're looking at it so...
It's like, why are you crying, sweetheart? Just go have a McDonald's. You throw a $5.
That's the cure.
You're like,
I'm saying you can't do that after you get murdered.
Have a Happy Meal on me for a job well done, sweetheart.
Chew yourself up with a toy.
Oh, you're an animal.
A Bug's Sally. Life toy. That's the last one I remember getting.
That's the last.
Dude, that see, you're all fucked in the head.
Yeah, well, how am I?
If everyone thought like I did, dude, the world would be a great place.
A utopia? A utopia?
It really would.
Welcome
dude.
To Sullytopia.
I'll just sit and judge everyone's problems and send them on their way like god.
Yeah. Like King David?
Yeah, dude.
Where it's like the Xbox will be split in half. Yeah.
No! Yes, do it. He's the one. Because no one could ever... Everyone knows you can't split an Xbox.
No one that truly owns an Xbox Game Pass would...
Yeah. Get
would
it,
want
dude.
Their system split in half.
Solid bit. That was a solid
This whole thing. Fucking podcast has been one banger after another.
It can't be stopped, dude.
It's unstoppable, dude. Super Sully Joe's really hitting their stride.
Especially with just us soon. We'll have guests again soon. We're
maybe.
Just, you know, maybe.
Maybe.
We will. We have to. We have to get some chick, but she's got to be down with the no jump, getting no jumped. And that's
even though we know it's plug talk now.
Yeah, and this is also Kelly's apartment. That would be wild.
It's my apartment too.
Kelly,
it's our apartment.
But Kelly came home. Was like, "What are you guys doing?"
She just sees me putting down like newspaper and shit.
Like, chill out, dude. It's part of the bit. We do a bit on the pod where we have sex with a girl.
I'm covering everything in Saran wrap.
It's also plug talk is a girl and a guy, and they invite girls on to have sex with the guy. And but it's us just Eiffel Towering a female comic. It's so horrible.
It's like everyone loses in the situation.
No, but every single one of us loses. Because, oh, dude, yeah.
Everyone comes out of that worse than before. Nobody's going to be like, man, that was a fucking great for the career.
It sucks so
shit,
bad.
Nobody. It's like so crazy how like porn and comedy are getting blended more
I
and
hate
more.
It. Can we vow to never have a dumb porn star on this pod? Unless
it depends.
Unless it's a guy. Because we want to talk about
like
the
Karen
cool
Lee.
Stuff. Yeah.
Or Danny D.
Johnny Sins.
Johnny
Owen Sins. Gray.
Jordy El Nino Polo.
You get it, dude. Yeah, Charles Dara. We know all the boys, dude. I'm not gay. They fuck some of the chicks.
They're around, dude.
I have to. It's easier to find the vid if I know both the people in the vid.
Sometimes anyway. It's easier to find. You know, like, okay, this guy only banks hotties. So
Owen Gray,
yeah, I already know. I already know the plot that's going to be in for a lot of these.
I think I told you this, but Owen Gray has gotten me fucked up before. Where I was like, oh, see who this chick Owen Gray is banging. She looks hot, and then he turns her over, and she's got a hog, and I'm like.
You already came, though.
No, I haven't
come. You had a mess in your hand, and you were like...
Dick is in hand.
So it counts. So you admit that, like, you could get an erection from a trans person.
No, once you find out...
Which is fine.
No, once I find out it's a trans woman, I just switch the video.
Yeah, but your erection didn't go away.
It didn't stay hard as it was.
Yeah, but it was still hard.
It's a trick.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It's a trick.
It's not.
I was tricked.
You can tell. You can always tell.
You can always tell.
You can always tell.
The first of all, some of the screenshots videos, you really can't tell. So when you click on them and you just let it go, you're like, oh, yeah. Okay. And then again, they do a flip and you're like, oh, that was.
What's the problem? You've come with like a fucking dick on the screen before.
I have. And that's weird. I wonder about this.
Yeah. So what's the problem? Was it a trans woman having sex with a cis woman?
No, I haven't watched that. I don't know what it is, man. That's just something that's weird. I'm just I don't know. I don't know why I'm like that, but I am.
Just any kind of anything trans.
It's not for me, dude.
Yeah.
It's just not for me.
What if it was like a beautiful trans woman?
Like especially once I know, it's nothing I can do. It's here.
Yeah.
It's a mental block.
But what if like you didn't find like okay, so what if like a woman sucked your dick?
And then I found out?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be happy. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, what would you do?
I'm not going to hurt it. I'm not going to be happy.
Yeah.
I'm going to be pissed. I'm not going to hurt anyone, but I am going to be mad. I am
wait. You're not going to hurt any woman? Is that what you
I'm going to be mad though. I am going to I'm going to be pissed, dude. Like, why wouldn't you tell me? And also, what the isn't that kind of rape?
She would say, like, why should that matter? I'm still me.
I'd be like, you're not really. You're not.
I love how
sorry.
Old school that is.
But
how old school that is.
I accept you, but I don't want to have sex with you.
You, fucking burn all your clothes. You take a fucking hot shower.
I do the Ace Ventura.
Yeah, scalding hot shower. Now, that was a fucking beautiful trans woman.
I mean, it was a real woman, I think.
I wish that's how trans women
look. I like how at the end it's revealed they all hooked up with her. They're all puking.
Yeah, everyone was just fucking disgusted.
It's not for me, dude. Like, let's put it this way, bro. I've been hooking up with straight women.
Okay.
And they've taken their tits out. And ooh. I've been like...
All right, bug bites.
I gotta go. Like, not like right away, but like kind of right away.
Why?
Just because it's not for... It's like, I'm not... this is bad.
What? Her tits are bad?
They're just everything's bad. I've also done this thing recently where a girl, like, I couldn't go down on her. Like,
why?
I couldn't do it. I couldn't.
Why?
There was something... It was something about her. I just couldn't do it, dude.
Was it, like, a smell?
No, it was, like, she's a little bigger than I'm used to, and okay. She was just, like... It wasn't a smell. It was just aesthetically.
The size?
Yeah, it was like, I don't want to do this. It was just my brain was like, you shouldn't do this, bro. And it just didn't
eventually
do it.
Eventually, you're going to be like in your 40s, and you're like, I had all these opportunities to fuck women. And I
still fucked her. I didn't eat her pussy. It's a different.
That's wild.
I know.
Did she come? She didn't come.
No.
Did she come?
She just ASSRIs or whatever the fuck.
I don't need...
You know how many girls I date who have that problem?
A lot. Yeah.
I used to think it was like, oh man, I can fight through this, but a few of them, dude, nothing I could do.
Wow.
It's not my fault. It's the pills.
Yeah, it's the pills.
It is, dude. It's genuinely not my fault. I've talked to other people about it.
Have you ever made a woman squirt?
Yeah.
Nice. What was that like?
Good times, dude. Miss it, honestly. I wish they all could do that.
You're hurting to give a woman a squirting, huh?
It was a good time, dude. Yeah. I really liked it. It was sometimes, though, it really was a hassle when they left. I would be like, I can't go to bed for like an hour.
Why?
I have to like clean everything.
No, you don't. Just sit in the stink.
It's not a stink, dude. It was bad.
Ooh.
It was disgusting.
Gusher.
In a good way, though.
Yeah.
In a fun way. I miss her. She's a nut. So I don't,
Yeah, you miss her,
miss
though.
That. No. Like in a way, sexually. Yeah.
You miss her sexually.
But like as a.
As a
human?
Lover?
No. As a lover, person? Yes. As a human, no. She's bad.
As a lover.
Yeah, that's a bunch of them. You know what I mean? Yeah. I could if I could take so many girls' brains and put them in different girls' bodies, I
oh, perfect, dude.
Dude,
if I could take one girl's boobs, another girl's face, another girl's pussy, and another girl's fucking torso.
Yeah.
Like a little Frankenfuck.
I like that.
Ooh, Selly.
Yeah, I would do that. Yeah, Frankenstein had it figured out, dude.
The soul of one, mindset of another.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, not even that. I just said two of them. You're actually taking parts.
Yeah, like why not? That's perfect, right?
Maybe.
My beautiful creation.
It would. Maybe. Maybe they're parts all together, though. They would look wild. Yeah, we'll see.
Perfectly wild.
They'd all have to mend into the body, because all the ones I'm thinking about are all different. They're not all white.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They have to be different. They're all...
But then, like, you, like, kind of choose, like, a race and shit. You know?
Yeah. It's like the car in Grand Theft Auto. You bring it in, yeah, and you're like, oh, I want to change a few things.
Yeah, okay. What do you want to upgrade?
I did at my ex, who we're both best friends with, you know, yes, mutually. My I had sex with a girl who looked like her, but,
nice,
like, actually, like, everything my ex had, like, wrong with her, yeah, was, like, tightened up. Which was very fun.
That must have felt great.
It was. It was literally like having sex with someone who didn't have, wasn't a 1,000 pounds and, yeah, whatever. And actually maintained their figure their whole life. It was nice. Anyway, that's, I'm just, dude, being mean. Sorry.
That's okay, dude.
That's okay.
I know,
understand.
I know how Claire Alexander hurt you.
All right, it's not Claire. That's,
oh, really?
It's just not my ex-girlfriend. This is disrespectful to Claire.
Okay. Interesting. Fascinating.
It's Claire. So mean. Was it Claire? Claire's not my ex-girlfriend. We get her on the pod, dude. She'd be fun.
There you go. You can no-jumper her by yourself, dude. I think I'm going to have a thing going on that night now I think about it. I wouldn't want to interrupt you two kids. Oh, gee, the electricity went out in my apartment here. Why don't we just record underneath my bed sheet so it's like a little soundproof? Yeah,
we should write sometime.
Yeah.
Have you ever, dude, there's, they exist, those dudes?
Yeah.
And when you tell, when you find out who they, and you're like, you do that? They go, yeah. And you go, why? And they go, isn't that like how it's done? It's so funny.
Oh, that's sad.
it's so
when
sad.
Really it's like, if you want to make it in this industry, you better suck my cock or you'll never work in this town again.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Whoa, nervous, huh, Sal?
Yeah.
What's wrong, buddy?
Nothing.
You got
nothing.
That thousand-yard stare.
I know. I'm thinking about...
What you want to do tonight?
Yeah, the night. What should I get into?
I think it's over, dude. I think our dreams are done.
You think so?
Honestly, yes.
Oh, well, dude.
Yeah, it's been a hell of a run.
I'll be a dog walker forever, I guess.
I guess so, right? And I'll just be like a fucking guy forever.
Just the guy doing guy stuff, dude.
I'm just duding it up, man.
I wish, dude. I wish I could be a regular guy sometimes. Just punch the clock,
what's
go home,
you?
Watch Netflix, and do it all over
just
again.
Just your innate
desire
to perform, to be a comic.
Yeah. Mm. So gay. I could do the go home and just do nothing all day, though. But
it's nice. It's fun.
Every once in a while. But
you just don't want to get in the habit of doing that.
No. You do get the depression really seeps in after a while.
Start maybe thinking about suicide.
Yeah.
Don't do it, Sully.
No.
So much to live for, dude.
I think so. Yeah, thank you. I think so sometimes.
What are your favorite things to live for right now?
Did have a slice of pizza before this. Ooh. It's very little, but I enjoyed it.
There's nothing like a New York slice.
What do I? Damn, now that you ask me what I live for, I actually don't know, which is crazy.
That's sad.
Yeah, what do you live for?
All
this fucking dude?
Yeah, Finn, Kelly, to see my comedy grow, see how society's changing, to just experience life is...
I was about to say, I just go,
cool,
man.
Yeah.
Live for. I feel like I... Mm-hmm. make the most out of my days.
The purpose of life is that it's meant to be lived.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bruce Lee said that.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I looked that up. Is he going to really say that?
The purpose of life is that it must be lived.
Be like water.
Be like a water.
Be like a water.
It's really wet.
Yeah, I fuck with my man Bruce Lee. But Jackie Chan's way better.
Yeah, Jackie Chan is way fucking better, dude. Yeah.
People
are going to be like, whoa, fucking Bruce Lee, blah, 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 blah. It's like, who cares, dude? Jackie Chan did his own stunts and it looked fun.
He fought with a ladder.
Yeah, he made it fun, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jackie Chan had practical combat.
Yeah, and the cartoon ruled.
Yeah, the Jackie Chan adventures.
It got cooler and cooler as it went on. And yeah. They still haven't put it on anything streaming, and it makes me mad.
They need to make a hentai version of that. Did you ever see that one?
Oh, yeah. You throwing that in there because Jade's underage. That why?
Hey, you're the one that were so quick to point it out. Like, dude, and honestly, like throughout the whole podcast, you were kind of like dead-eyed, but once you mentioned that, you got like a little fucking spark in your eye.
A nuke went off.
Yeah, a little glint. A little glimmer. Looks like Jade brought a little glimmer to your eye.
No way, brother.
You know what game I'm playing right now that you would hate?
What?
GoldenEye.
I like GoldenEye.
You hate GoldenEye. I'm playing Perfect Dark. You hate that.
Yeah, because it's a woman, dude.
You hate all. You hate like games that require like patience or games that
yeah.
You hate games that were made before 2010.
Fallout 3 before 2010?
2008.
Yeah, so in your face.
Yeah, but you don't like it.
I do like it. I'm 60 plus hours.
You're just trying to sound cool.
Days of my life in that game.
You're just trying to sound cool to all the one to everyone listening in right now.
It's too many, dude. It's too many. It's too much
but
time.
But you should be on New Vegas. You should be deep in New Vegas.
Well, they're the same game, but different different game, same engine. So I've been
different mechanics, though.
A little. Very, very similar.
The way Perfect Dark and GoldenEye.
There you go. That's how we're... See, look at that, dude. Synergy even when we're different.
You hate those games.
No, though. I don't.
You never play them.
I don't have access to them, do
you
I?
You have it on Game Pass.
Maybe I will. I have to go back and replay GoldenEye.
Why not?
Maybe.
It holds up, dude. I think it holds up. People are like trying to shit on it, and they're like, oh, it's a bad game, but like... For what it was, for when it came out, it's fucking incredible.
We already went over. It's like the best game of the 90s, isn't it? Shooter, especially
no,
shooter.
Half-Life 1 is the best game of the 90s. But I mean, like honestly, in terms of like influence, it's Doom. Oh, Doom is the best game of the 90s.
I never played Half-Life. Still, neither of them. None of them.
Yeah, I guess when it really comes down to it, it's Doom in terms of accessibility, longevity, and kind of like creating a whole genre. You know. Even though I know you hate it.
What's with the hate? Why do you think I hate these things?
Everything, dude. Because you're a hateful guy.
I'm a hateful guy. I think it's what keeps me young.
Yeah?
Yeah. Makes sense.
The rage in your heart.
All these other people who are like, la-di-da, they're all like, you know, they age terribly.
Yeah, they age like a raisin.
Yeah, and it's like, you got to have something to hold in that keeps your skin tight, dude.
Yeah. And for you, it's constantly grimacing, biting your tongue. Oh,
dude,
spaghetti.
I had to do it yesterday, dude.
What happened yesterday?
This is watching bad comedy.
Was it like, oh, let me guess, a black guy got up on stage. And you were like, so what's this fucking guy have to say? What's he got to say? Yeah, let me guess, yo, 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 I got a gun. How about you put a real Italian-American up there?
DJ, hit me. No, it was just watching bad comedy and going, this person.
Where were you? Were you at Tight Pants yesterday?
No, it's not a Tight Pants.
Where were you?
No, it doesn't matter. But I was watching it and I was going, well, I don't know. It just makes me, it infuriates me.
Why?
Because it's like, I don't hang out, I feel like I don't hang out with bad comics. I really don't.
No, you don't. Like, you hang out with me,
exactly.
Dude.
And if you did some shit I really didn't like, I would be like, that wasn't funny and you should like throw that out.
Right.
None of these other kids have any of those friends like that, and they need them.
Right, they don't need to put them in check. Well, like, they don't have friends.
Yeah, that's what I mean, though. It's like, why?
Everyone has, like, a business partner
it's
in this
so
fucking scene gay, right now.
Dude. It's like, just...
We got to collaborate on something.
Yeah, it's like, but you're bad. That's the other thing, too. It's, I don't know, there's... Dude, I'm so hard on myself when it comes to comedy, and some of these people need...
They don't
like
even
they
have that.
They don't even have an
But, like, they're not funny, and they're never going
to
be funny.
But it's
so
weird,
it
bro. It's like, why don't you... How are you so delusional where you don't even realize you're not that good?
Mom
it's,
and dad have
it's like,
money.
That's true, too. You know what's funny, dude? It's like, I'm not saying I'm a bad comic. I just know I'm not that good. Does that make sense? But, like, the delusion... No, but, like... In the scheme of things, but the delusion these some of these people have just gets me so infuriated. Like, I watch them go off stage. I'm like, you should go home and, like, kill yourself.
Yeah.
Like I'm thinking about doing. And I did better than you. You know what I mean? Like, I did better than them. And I'm like, why are you in a good mood right now?
You have no right to be in a good
mood.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Damn.
Who knows? They could have
you
a good...
You just hate that they're happy.
No, it's not happiness. I don't care what they do in their regular lives. I would never see them, like, go eat a Reese's cup and go, oh, this is good, and go, it wasn't that good. You know what I mean? I would never do that. I would never do that. But when I see someone spew shit out of their mouth and then get off stage and dap up everyone and get tagged in a story that says, they killed it tonight, it's like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
That those should be your accolades.
Yeah. It actually should, like, so, you see it when people say I killed, I'll even write under it and say, I don't even think I did that good, but I appreciate this.
How,
like,
humble, you know,
dude. I'm super humble. And if I do kill, I go, I actually did this time. I say it. I see, if the world was like me, dude, it'd be great.
It'd be a utopia, dude. It'd
be the perfect world, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Everyone would be just, we'd work maybe 3 days a week.
If
do whatever
even,
you want.
Dude. And then the rest of the time, dedicated to your craft.
Do whatever you want. If that's more work, power to you, dude. Some of you can't think for yourselves. Is this Kelly coming
back? No, it's
back?
Just our downstairs neighbor's coming home.
That hottie, dude.
Uh-oh. Careful, Alex.
Try to put the moves on her when I stayed here.
Did you?
No, not really. I was just like, hi, nice dog. Bye.
Nice. That's all you need to do.
What am I supposed to do? My old neighbor and I never hooked up. You know what I mean?
Oh, you really wanted to with her.
Yeah, why not? It would have been fun. But we did hang out one time, and I was like, oh, this girl's like, I think she was 10 years younger than me, and it was one of those times where I was like, oh, this really, it really shows. Yeah. Like, the vocab was off.
Mm.
She said lit a lot.
She was like, goo goo gaga.
No.
Baby want baba. Yeah.
She said slang that I kept, like turning
like
my head.
Like what?
At.
Like what slang? Like,
she said lit a lot.
But yeah, shit's lit, dude.
No, but it was, yeah. She also had a, it's funny, she's a white chick. She had a, like.
Drop the N-bomb.
And she was like a wigger.
Nice.
But she was a white chick.
But that's like how this new generation is.
She's like, yo, bro, wiggers. Like, I'll be upstairs sometimes. I'll be hearing shit. You know what I mean?
Was
I
she was like, maybe yeah. She's a light-skinned Puerto Rican?
Mm. She could, no, she might actually, maybe, but
maybe
no.
She's a Dominican.
No,
maybe she from the Dominican Republic.
But if we run into each other on the street, it might be on.
Really?
Yeah, it
sexually
might have to be on. Yeah.
Nice. You really love her, huh?
No.
I don't get you, dude.
Yeah.
I don't get you, bro. I don't get you.
Yeah. That's how it's gonna be.
What's wrong, dude?
Nothing, dude. I'm chilling. Pondering all my life decisions leading up to this point right now. That's how it's going.
Nice. That's not too bad.
Yeah.
Walking dogs, pondering your existence.
Dude, I was babysitting a dog today. Sorry.
Where are we at, dude?
Oh, we're almost done.
Thank Christ, dude.
I was watching, while I was babysitting a dog, I was watching
a little hentai.
Lone Wolf and Cub. You know that?
No, what's that?
That's like it's like a series of Japanese movies about a
The
Shogun assassin.
Okay, yeah.
And he has his wife gets killed and he gets exiled with his son, and they rummage around Japan, and he pushes him in a baby cart, and everywhere he goes, people are like, you're the Shogun assassin, and they just attack him, and he always wins, dude. He always kills them.
Nice.
His baby helps. It's wild, dude. The baby. No, like one time, the baby was about to get stabbed by this chick, and the baby hit a part of his cart, and the cart shot a dagger into the bitch, dude. It ruled. I loved it. I was like, this is great. And that was in the 70s. It's really good.
All right.
It's one of the ones where they go, and then it's like, huh!
Yeah, yeah.
It's so good.
That's my favorite kind of
they're
anime.
Dude, it's awesome.
Nice.
One of the female assassins, dude, he cut. They show it. He goes to cut her, but then it cuts to the up close, and it shows like it's clearly fake. It's like makeup or whatever. But he cuts her tits open. It's fucking sick.
Oh, it's an actual like fucking show. It's not animated.
No, it's real. It's a fucking. It's from the 70s. It holds up. It's great.
That's funny. Okay.
It's great, dude. An infamous scene is when it's like the two guys run at each other to do the sword duel. But he has the baby on his back, and the baby has like a bandana with a reflective glass on it. And when they go to swing, the dad pulls the baby down, and it reflects into the guy's eyes, and he gets blinded. And the dad chops the other guy's head off. It's so fucking sick, dude. It's awesome. It's the best.
Damn, Wolf and Cub.
Well, Lone Wolf and Cub.
Yeah. Lone Wolf and Cub.
And all the names are like Baby Cart in Hades or something. They're all translated poorly from Japanese. One of them's like Baby Cart in Peril or something like that. There's no... It rules, though, dude. You should check them out there.
I'm in, dude.
HBO.
All right.
It actually looks like you and me, dude. I'm the baby, and you're the guy.
Nice.
You're the dad
samurai.
Hell
yeah, dude.
You look like him.
I'm lone wolf, baby.
You're the lone wolf guy.
Nice.
All
right.
He's all... Because he doesn't look like your traditional samurai.
He looks cool and awesome.
Yeah, he
like
looks
me.
like a disheveled drunk.
Nice.
He's not.
Ooh.
He's just a man.
Yeah, I'm just a man.
Like, he's just a man. That's what I mean. He's not in, like... He's not like Brad Pitt shape in Fight Club or anything. He's just a guy. But he's
dad
badass.
Bod.
Yeah. He's the man, dude. Every That's time awesome. I put on a new, I'm like, I forgot what this guy looks like. And he starts kicking ass.
Dude, I'm all in.
So you got to check that out. Okay. And listeners, you should check it out too.
Wonderful.
The Boondocks makes fun of it a lot if you've ever,
All right.
All the flashbacks
all
are making fun of
yeah,
that
okay,
usually.
Okay.
Yeah. Shout out to the Boondocks.
Fuck yeah, dude. Oh, good Boondocks back then.
Trying to think of anything else I did this week to laugh at. Nothing too crazy. I my lady friend visited.
Nice, that was great.
She's an axe thrower, and we went to my axe bar, and she beat me, like, every game.
Uh-oh.
It's embarrassing.
Yikes, dude. Do you have to, like, quit your job now?
I felt like I did. It was a thing of, like, she's better at me at so many things, and it's just... It's
Where
like,
are you better at her, then?
She can't swim.
Is she black?
No. She's half Japanese, half white.
Half Japanese, half black. Interesting. Fascinating. Truly fascinating.
I'm taller than her.
Alex.
I do think about that. Every time she beat me at something, I said, I could literally kill you, like, in my head.
Were you going
I didn't say
to,
it
though?
To her. What?
Were you going to?
No. I could, though. I think about it. I think about that with most women when they're like, meh, meh, meh. I'm like,
I'm going to kill you, and I will
just kill you. And it wouldn't even be hard to do. Wouldn't even be, like, a problem. You know what I mean? It'd be
Let's
like
do it.
I get more resistance from Finn.
Nice.
It's so horrible. No. But if I was going to kill someone, it'd be a woman. It'd
yeah,
be easier.
Of course, dude. If you're going to kill anyone, it's going to be a
easy,
woman.
Pent up rage.
Yeah.
Just sexual a lot of built up stuff.
Sexual release.
Well, because you're told from a young age you can't hit them, and you're like, of course not. And then as you get older, you're like, I get it. But no, I'm just kidding. Sort of. I'm Italian. It's a part of our culture.
Yeah, the beat women.
We're just, they start acting up. We smack them. I go, I love you.
Once you go out to put a ring on it if you're going to raise a hand.
Right. I'm old school. Yeah. That's such a funny scene, dude. I love that. That is so funny.
And it's like nobody even realized. It's like later on you realize, like, oh, he doesn't give a shit about Adriana. He just wanted to talk to Tony.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He just wanted to, like, because he wanted to get in and start working again. Yeah. He's like, not here. Not in front of my fucking deli.
Yeah. That was good. Richie ruled, dude. Richie and Ralphie, dude, if they could have hung out, that would have been a dream duo right there.
Just fucking taking turns on fucking Janice.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They both did.
They're Eskimo brothers.
Dude, when Janice knocks Ralphie down the stairs, oh my fucking God, do I laugh every time.
It's one of the funniest scenes in the show.
God, I can't believe Janice never got shot.
Talk about someone who everyone wanted to die.
Yeah, everyone hated Janice.
No one would have felt bad, no matter how bad the circumstances.
No matter how, like, they tried to sympathize Janice, like, nobody would fucking give a
shit. That would be, like, that would have just as many views on YouTube as, like, In the Club by 50 Cent. Be in the billions. People in Africa would be like, this fat bitch! Like, fuck
nice,
her, dude.
Yeah, we fucking hate her, dude.
She's mean to the kids, bro.
Pretending to be a ghost.
She's such a dickhead, dude. There's such a... Oh, dude, people like that exist.
You want to kill her, huh?
Dude, I hate evil women.
You hate women. And unfortunately, all women are evil.
Did you ever see Abbott and Costello meet Frankenstein?
No.
Well, there's a scene in that where the woman... for no reason. No one really dies the whole movie. And then at the end, like, the evil woman, Frankenstein becomes good for some reason. Like, the monster becomes...
Yeah.
I don't know. He doesn't. He doesn't become good. He becomes, like... He turns against everyone, and he grabs the woman, the bad woman, and he just throws her out of a window. Like, that's it. There's no one else dies. A whole scene's dedicated to the monster grabbing her and just throwing her out of a window, and that's
nice.
It.
Yeah, good
and,
riddance,
and, I mean,
dude.
Exhilarated me to
Audiences
this day.
Audiences hate women.
They should. Casino?
Anti-woman.
That I mean, you should be during watching that movie.
Blow. That was another one where Penelope Cruz, like,
what? What, dude? What? Ooh.
But like
she goes, it's in the car.
Oh, you got it. Like, you know what you got to.
It's not coke in the car.
What you got to do is, like, you just, like, don't let women get that close to you, dude. Like, it's really, it's like a cautionary tale, but just don't let women get close to you.
Especially the ones who are wicked hot, like, way too hot.
Manipulate you, yeah, dude. Like, don't let it happen, dude. Yeah. Just be like, hey, I'm an incel, dude. I'm like the Gargoyle Brooklyn. A fucking incel, dude. You fucking eunuch. Hey, you know what's great? You know what's fucking awesome?
What? Dream
getting,
treats?
Getting fucking high, yeah. Getting fucking high, dude.
It is.
You know how I get high?
How?
Motherfucking Dream Treats,
dream
baby.
Dream Treats NYC.
Dream Treats NYC.
That's our boy, dude.
Dude.
I love him.
They hook it up. Like, if you want the best edibles,
flour.
Gummies.
Yep. Chocolates, Rice Krispie Treats, baby.
They got them all, dude. Yep. Flowers, anything the heart desires. You follow them on Instagram. You place an order, you message them, and you say, Sully sent you.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll get a little treat.
Yeah, you get a little sun.
A little something from our dear friends here at the Super Sully Joe's.
Yeah.
Dream Treats NYC is our first sponsor. They've always been very supportive and encouraging, and so you got to support them, a real New York staple.
Yes, please yeah. Check the boys out.
You got anything to plug, aside from your asshole, you little goofball?
November 30th, I'll be in Middletown, Connecticut with Ryan Peterson.
Yes.
It's at, fuck the name of the thing. It's at like Red Rockets or something. It's some fucking grilled cheese spot, but it's going to be fun.
Whoa, that sounds awesome.
It is going to be fun. I'm actually looking forward to Kevin Doty's running it.
Nice.
Show. Kevin Doty's a cool dude. You know, he booked my piece of shit ex before me for some reason.
Yikes, dude.
I don't know why. Anyway, it's fine. Didn't have to say that.
That's all right, dude.
It's fine.
Yeah, what else?
I don't have much else really moving forward.
That's all right.
I'm not producing any more shows for a long time.
For the foreseeable future.
Yeah, I mean, what's the point
you gotta
when no one comes?
You got to focus on your own grind.
Yeah, I guess I really do, because other people have, and they don't produce shows, and they get on every show, and everyone says, you got to get on shows by producing a show, but they always book people who aren't producing shows.
But they have a je ne sais quoi.
Sure. Oh. If I get hair, never mind. I'm just going to be using deep cuts to insult CT Comics.
Whoa.
It's fine. Yeah, nothing except hopefully Yes Offense will come back soon when I eventually take a day to learn how to edit and upload it to the other apps, but I'm just lazy, so.
You'll figure it out,
till then, just keep watching this, guys, and if you like Yes Offense, this is going to get uploaded to Yes Offense, so just check it out over there and follow us on YouTube, dude.
Yeah,
that's where we are. Please subscribe to our YouTube. That's all I really want, the Super Sally Joe's YouTube.
And subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify.
Yeah, write a review.
Yeah.
You can write anything as long as it's 5 stars. I really don't care.
That's right, man. Let it happen.
Yeah, and that's it. We'll hopefully...
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. And if you have suggestions for New York comics you'd like us to interview on the pod,
oh yeah,
let us know in the comments.
That'd be great. Hey, for real, because we like them. We're lazy with booking them. And
as long as they're not a woman who Sully hates. Yeah.
And sometimes we book them and then they can't come, or they're like, come meet us here, and then it's a thing.
Yeah. Or they feel unsafe when they find out Alex is on
this
the pod.
It's true. So. I do press the no jumper thing.
That's true.
I lead with that.
Aggressively.
Yeah. All right. Bye, boys.
Bye.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
All right, bye. Bye.